Chapter 2.
Communications with General Kenobi disrupted, they are. So a messenger we are sending with important orders for him.
Master Yoda to Admiral Yularen, ordered to deliver Padawan Ahsoka Tano to General Kenobi. Chancellor Palpatine's office, Coruscant.
I never thought I'd hear Lord Jabba say that,
Palpatine murmured as the holomessage repeated in a shimmering blue loop. TC-70, Jabba's droid, delivered the appeal for help to find Rata while his master looked on, blinking and swaying slightly, clearly agitated.
He must be in enormous distress to ask for outside help.
The Chancellor looked around the Jedi assembled in his office to gauge their reaction. He could feel it, but it was always interesting to watch their little physical tells. The frowns, the twitches, the slight lift of the shoulders that hinted at the anxieties within. Mace Windu stroked his chin, grim and unmoved. The man never looked so much as even slightly satisfied with his life. The others, Plo Koon, Luminara Unduli, Bola Ropal, seemed to be leaving him to say what was on all their minds. Nobody was rushing to Jabba's aid. Palpatine nudged gently for a reaction.
A suitable job for Jedi. Nothing can be hidden from you for long, after all. Except me, of course, he said to himself.
Even now, after all these years of delicately careful planning, he had moments when the ease with which he moved undetected among them as a Sith Lord made him pause and marvel.
You don't deserve to be the guardians of the galaxy, do you? Come along, Master Windu. What's the problem?
Windu leaned back in his seat.
It'll be a sorry day for the Republic when we divert resources to helping criminal scum.
Harsh words, my friend, but I'm sure he speaks highly of you, too.
Chancellor, Jabba probably knows who's done this. No doubt some other gangster he's crossed.
Windu's tone wasn't exactly serene.
He's never shied from kidnapping as a tactic himself. Why would he ask us? And why should we divert Jedi to a basic police task when there's a war to fight?
Because it's right, Master Windu.
Palpatine had no real need to leap to the moral high ground, but it amused him to do it and labor the point.
Such blind spots, Jedi. This is how I shall remember you when you're long gone. Unable to see what was right before your eyes, from me to your own duty,
he thought. Then he said,
a child is missing. If it were a human child, would we be having this conversation? Does the parent's lifestyle have any bearing on the child's plight? Or do hot parents not feel the same grief that we do?
Would we be having this conversation, Windu said, not rising to the bait, if the human child's father was the head of Black Sun?
We would if he could deliver this.
Palpatine sat down and activated a holochart. It hovered above his desk, a complex web of lines and clusters of light representing the major points of the known galaxy. He tapped the control to remove layers of detail and entire star systems and planets winked out of existence. So easily done, so very easy to leave a few snaking threads of colored light that ended in the outer rim.
A hologram, as they say, is worth a thousand words.
The threads were hyperspace routes, and they were all controlled by the Hutts. Windu looked like a granite monument to disapproval. Eventually, he tilted his head slightly to one side.
I still feel uneasy. There'll be more to this than a simple ransom demand or a settling of scores. I sense it.